Christian Heritage On Air welcomes the founder of Solve Family Problems, Dr. S.M. Davis. Join me, Dr. Thomas Lamar, as we interview Dr. Davis live on stage in front of an audience of 3,000 at the 8th Annual Christian Heritage Family Discipleship and Homeschool Conference. For more information, visit ChristianHeritageOnAir.com. Christian Heritage On Air is a production of Christian Home Educators of Washington. This presentation recorded on April 26, 2013 at Overlake Christian Church in Redmond, Washington. Hello and welcome back. This is Christian Heritage On Air. My name is Dr. Thomas Lamar. I'm a homeschooling father of seven, chiropractor by trade, a guy who loves to podcast, and your host of Christian Heritage On Air, a program produced by Christian Heritage Home Educators of Washington, which looks to encourage, teach, and inspire you with biblical vision for your family and the home education process.
Well, that, my friends, is what you call a pre-recorded introduction. An introduction which should be somewhat familiar to those of you who have joined us on our webinar programs before, be it live or time-shifted. ChristianHeritageOnAir.com is where you want to go for more information. But what we're doing right now is completely different, because we are live on stage in front of a record-breaking crowd of about 3,000 at the 2013 Christian Heritage Family Discipleship and Homeschool Conference in Redmond, Washington. Thank you for that. And that's Logan, my 13-year-old homeschool audio engineer son, holding up the applause sign. And we want to thank you for following directions so beautifully. Again, my name is Dr. Thomas Lamar, and Logan here, well, he's been my audio engineer son since the age of 9, and he and I produce a podcast for the chiropractic profession, which has proven to be an amazing opportunity and learning experience for both of us, taking us coast to coast and amassing nearly 200 interviews with some of the greatest figures in the industry. You know, that is a custom homeschooling curriculum if I've ever heard one. And you know, and today is no different, because sitting by my side as we broadcast and podcast our message of biblical vision for the family and the home education process to the world out over YouTube and iTunes here on Christian Heritage On Air is a gentleman who is one of our keynote speakers this year. He's a nationally known speaker, speaking at churches and conventions across the United States, as well as in other countries, bringing a message that gives biblical solutions to critical family problems, as well as helping to foresee and avoid problems in the first place. It is my absolute pleasure and honor to bring to our Christian Heritage On Air microphones, live on stage no less, Dr. S.M. Davis. Dr. Davis, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Lamar. It's a joy to be with you.
All right. Well, you know, our show tonight is it's very abbreviated, so I want to get right into this. You know, I had a chance to hear you in one of your workshops this morning entitled Changing the Heart of a Rebel. And in that message, you said that the key ingredient to raising children is keeping their heart. What does this mean, and what does it look like?
In Proverbs, we read, "My son, give me thine heart." And Jesus said, out of the heart proceed all these different things. The heart is the seat of the emotions. It is the citadel of man. The spiritual heart may be compared to the physical heart. The physical heart keeps everything else in the body alive and functioning. And the spiritual heart keeps everything else alive and functioning. And so if a parent has access to their child's heart, then they have access to everything else about their child's life, the child's friends, their future, everything. And they can truly help their child direct their child's life. And if they lose the child's heart, it's like they've lost everything. If you lose the heart, you've lost everything.
You know, speaking of heart, you described what you call the three big dangers of the heart. Can you walk us through what those are?
The heart, first of all, can be lost, and then after it's lost, it's usually lost through anger, and then it can be hardened, and then it can be stolen by someone else. Once it's lost, it's hardened, then someone else can step in and steal the heart away.
So can we just kind of dial back a little bit? talk about, you know, what you mean by anger and losing the heart real quick.
Anger is the emotion that so damages a child's life because it's the breaking of the negative command. I don't know whether we really have time to get into that or not, but twice in the Bible we're warned, fathers, provoke not your children to anger or provoke not your children to wrath. That is a negative command, and the negative commands carry greater weight, and there's nothing that provokes to wrath like wrath. There are many ways we can provoke our child to wrath, but that also, according to the passage in the New Testament, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. It causes the child to be discouraged.
And then the hardening of the heart. What happens?
Well, when the heart is lost because of this anger, then the child will, and there's not an apology here. There's nothing, something doesn't happen to repair this broken relationship. Then typically what happens is the child will harden his heart. And when the heart is hardened, one of the most dangerous things is for any of us to have a hard heart. We want to have a soft heart toward God. We want to have a soft, pliable heart toward our parents, toward our family members, and so on.
And then finally, the stolen heart.
Well, others step in. That's what happened with King David. He lost the people's heart. And Absalom came in, saw what was happening, and he stole their heart away.
Now, you talked about something that I found very interesting. You said that when the heart is being stolen, there's almost a formula that's happening. You called it listen, talk, and touch.
Yes. In many places, I actually act it out. I reach up and I touch my ears, I'm doing right now, and then I touch my mouth, and then I just reach out like I'm touching someone. And by listening, talking, and touching, listening, talking, and touching, those are the key ingredients that Absalom used to steal the hearts of the people from King David. And those same key ingredients will then work also if a parent has lost a child's heart to get the heart back. They will also work to keep the child from his heart wandering away if the parent will keep that going regularly.
And that's kind of what I wanted to touch on as we move towards the close here. It is very abbreviated. But you talk about a daily heart check. So if we know that the listen, talk, touch approach can steal our children away, especially if their heart is in the hardened phase, and we can bring them back by the same method, talk about what you call the daily heart check and how a father, a mother would actually play this out.
The heart check is one of the most important things a parent can do, and if they do it on a daily basis, then if the heart starts to wander, they find it out right away, and then they don't lose their child's heart. And if they do it at the meal table every day, it's like God planned this. Job, I think, was the greatest father in the Bible, earthly speaking, and he talked about when my children were about me. And the psalmist talked about the children as plants around the table. So if when you first start the mealtime, then you hold hands together as a family, you're touching. And then all the way through the meal, you're looking at people. You're looking at the people at the table, and you want eye contact. And if somebody at the table looks down, won't look at you, then something is not right. And you're talking, you're listening. You had the touch there. After the dinner table, you can walk over to one of your boys and slap him on the shoulder and say, man, we had a good day today. And, boy, I'm so glad we got to have this time together. Man, I sure love you. And you can properly touch your son or your daughter. And it's a heart check, and it's also a way to keep the heart.
Wonderful. So something that we can do if we're finding ourselves kind of deep in hot water there and trying to solve a problem, but also like you do to kind of be preventative too.
Exactly. Exactly. Fantastic. A daily thing that people ought to do every day, and that way they're not as likely to lose their children's heart.
Wonderful. I'm getting the wrap-up sign from Logan. You know, it's amazing how fast time can fly when you're recording a radio show live on stage at the 2013 Christian Heritage Family Discipleship and Homeschool Conference with Dr. S.M. Davis. Dr. Davis, what is the best way for our audience to find out more about you and how you're helping Christian families?
Our website is solvefamilyproblems.com or solvefamilyproblems.org, either one. And we have primarily DVDs that deal with almost any family subject of any family problem you can think of. You can watch these DVDs and solve your own problems.
Dr. S.M. Davis, what a pleasure this has been, but way too short. And so I'm super excited, and I'll announce the particulars in just a moment, that you have agreed to join us for a lengthier stay on our next Christian Heritage On Air broadcast.
That is correct. I think we're just a week and a half away from that.
We are. That's going to be great. Okay. So be sure to check out our show notes to find out more information about Dr. Davis, as well as the link that he just mentioned. Dr. Davis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find out more information over at ChristianHeritageOnAir.com. Also, while you're there, you'll want to check out our archives, as well as sign up to attend and participate in an upcoming Christian Heritage On Air program live, or subscribe to us in iTunes. You know, this is just one way that Christian Heritage is reaching out and keeping you connected between the conferences, retreats, and other events as they look to encourage and assist you along your homeschool discipleship journey. As a matter of fact, like I just teased a moment ago, next time on May 7th, 2013, keynote speaker Dr. S.M. Davis will join us on the program to help us sort through a question that, you know, many often face after attending such an amazing information-packed weekend of teaching such as this, and that is, it's Monday morning after the conference. Now what? Well, instead of being overwhelmed, plan on joining us. ChristianHeritageOnAir.com is where you want to go to get signed up. And if you're interested in attending an upcoming Christian Heritage Family Discipleship and Homeschool Conference, we'd love to have you. Head on over to ChristianHeritageOnline.org. So until next time, on behalf of Christian Heritage Home Educators of Washington, this is Dr. Thomas Lamar, along with my son Logan, for Christian Heritage On Air. And may God bless you as you diligently pass on a vibrant Christian heritage to your children for God's glory. Good night, everybody, and God bless. Thank you.
For more information on this Christian Heritage program, find them on the internet at ChristianHeritageOnline.org. This program is produced by Christian Heritage Home Educators of Washington, copyright 2013.